country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Country welcome, folks. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. James Kelso, hosting the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Glad to have you listening here on August 9th, 2022, which will forever be known as the day after. The day. Everything changed. When a Stasi, that was the East German secret police, the American Stasi, sometimes referred to as the FBI, goon squad with more than 30 present, guns, I think they had something like 20 vehicles, something unbelievable, raided Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, or named Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida. He wasn't there, not even home. No communication with a Trump attorney. Unbelievable. Now, I got it wrong last night when I first read the story of this raid. It had just occurred. Let me, thinking about it, listening to others, here is my new, updated, improved reaction to this secret police raid on the greatest man in American history. Folks, this is damn good news. Because our enemies, filled with hubris, and most importantly, desperate. They are desperate. This was an act of desperation. And I saw an interview with Rudy Giuliani where he was on the phone with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, after the raid, Donald Trump, who must have been somewhere else, not at Mar-a-Lago. He might have been at Bedminster, his club in New Jersey. I'm not sure. But Donald Trump said to Giuliani, I think they've gone too far, Rudy. And that's exactly what they did. They went way too far, because now, 24 hours after this raid, what has been the result of the raid? This is why I'm saying this is, of course, it's horrible news that the we have a secret police force called the FBI, and that they can they can raid anybody's house, take anything they want, flout any law. But here's the good news. Immediately when patriots heard that Trump's home was being raided, they flooded into Palm Beach. They flooded to the bridge between West Palm Beach and Palm Beach, which I've been on many times. I used to live there. And the police tried to shoo them away. No, they're not going anywhere through the night. And now, currently, right now, patriots flocking to Donald Trump's home to support him and to support the MAGA cause. Now, the communists who control our government, people like Chuck Schumer, communist, Nancy Pelosi, communist, Christopher Wray, communist FBI director, Joe Biden, these people are communists. There's no hyperbole involved. There's no exaggeration. There's no embroidering of the reality. These are communists. They were hoping, well, here's what they got. Be careful what you wish for, communists. You just might get it. And they got it, folks. The patriot movement has rallied as never before around its leader, Donald Trump. And many people who are wondering, you know, you may have family members yourself when you're talking the way we talk here on this radio show, they go, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, or that's kooky, or that's not happening. Well, guess what? Lots of those people, not as smart as you, but they're still good people, right? They found out last night it is happening. This has become a police state. Not fully, not totally, but we have the police state is in place. Now, we also have, here's what I neglected to mention last night. I was feeling bad about it after the show. Of course, America has not become a third world nation. We are governed by a third world nation government of communists. But we, and those people are not America. They're not Americans. Nancy Pelosi is not an American. Chuck Schumer is not an American. Joe Biden. Christopher Wray is not an American. He's something else. He's a communist. He's not an American. The America that you, ladies and gentlemen, that you were produced by, that you belong to, that is your country, that country is not a third world banana republic. So that's what I feel much, much better today than I did yesterday. We'll read some messages from Donald Trump here in a moment. We'll listen to Steve Bannon in a moment, if I can get my production values coordinated sufficiently. But the movement is coming together as never before. We, the patriots, are banding together. I'll give you an example, a not unimportant one. I think as I speak, I'm not sure, but Steve Bannon is guesting on the Alex Jones show. Wow. That's something. That would not have happened a year ago, 2 years ago. That would not have happened. The Stasi, the police state, having done everything it can to utterly destroy Alex Jones. And I'm using this just to show how this attack against Donald Trump has brought us together even more tightly than we ever were before. The main purpose in trying to destroy people like Alex Jones or anybody else, General Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Peter Navarro, the purpose is to, of course, destroy that particular person, but more importantly, to demoralize you. And you being a plural noun, you meaning all of you, all of us, demoralize all of you, discourage all of you, frighten all of you. That's the purpose. But we're not buying that horse crap. We're not buying that. We have been inspired. So Steve Bannon, who would normally never appear on the Alex Jones show years in years past, today he is. He's showing his support. They didn't frighten Steve Bannon. They didn't drive him away. They didn't demoralize him. They fired him up. And that's the effect this is having on all of you out there. You're galvanized. You're fired up more than you ever were. So you goofed, Christopher Wray, FBI director. You screwed up, Jack. You fired us up. And the already fired up patriots, all those many millions of Americans drifting around in the middle, didn't think this was real, the Patriot emergency. Oh, they're seeing it now. They're seeing it now. FBI goon squad, what do they need? What did they need military rifles for? To shoot up the gardeners at Mar-a-Lago? Shoot up the servers? Shoot up the staff? What exactly were they afraid of or angered by? It's a resort. It's a club. It's Donald Trump's home. His wife and his son live there. Hey, you brave FBI agents, you do not need combat grade weapons to go to Donald Trump's home or club. So they have hit the panic button hard, and it's going to Christopher Wray is going to get indicted for this. I hope he gets sent to prison. We will certainly, Patriots will be working overtime to make sure Christopher Wray puts on a striped suit, and so on. All the people who had anything to do with this, senior FBI officers involved in this. Now get this, another person involved. You can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. This is when Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public learn that the magistrate in West Palm Beach, who gave the search warrant to the American Secret Police, when they learn that that magistrate, and realize, don't be impressed by that word magistrate. A magistrate is very junior to a judge. They went to a local West Palm Beach magistrate who's simply an officer of the court appointed by a judge, authorized by a judge to do things like issue search warrants. This is not a judge. This is like a junior gopher in the court. The magistrate, Bruce Reinhart, was, to my information today, subject to update and revision, was the attorney for some two decades for who? Jeffrey Epstein. You gotta be kidding. You gotta be kidding. The Epstein attorney, who then was appointed as a magistrate. The FBI had to go to this. They had to go this low. How low can you go? How low can the limbo stick go? Well, they can go pretty low, ladies and gentlemen. So the American public, you can't make it up. The American public is watching this, and they're realizing Donald Trump was right. You were right all along. All right, let's go to the president's website here. Here's one. Here's Donald Trump's. On this show, I've lauded Donald Trump's, one of his principal speechwriters, Stephen Miller, who I kind of get a little buzz from the fact that he attended Santa Monica High School, where I lived for the longest time, and where my roots are. So I must have run into Stephen Miller on the sidewalks there of Santa Monica many times. It's not a big town. The particular part of Santa Monica that Stephen Miller and I were both in is even smaller. But here he is reacting to this. I'm reading this now for the first time. Let's hear it. This is a link put up by President Trump just today. So he wants us to hear this. Let's play it.
Unprecedented action by the Department of Justice. Let's talk about exactly what you, the viewer, what you, the American, should be taking away from this with Stephen Miller. He's a former senior Trump advisor, and he joins us with his reaction. Stephen, what a day in American history.
Now, the voice you're hearing is Will Cain, who's one of that minority on Fox who are patriots. Tucker Carlson, Will Cain. There are a few patriots left on Fox. Some, like Lou Dobbs, have already been fired. The exodus from Fox proceeds apace. But here's Will Cain interviewing Stephen Miller, who, his bona fides as an incredible speechwriter is the Donald Trump speeches that he must have had some hand in.
Your reaction. This is an abomination. You have the sitting president of the United States, Joe Biden, through his Justice Department, through his FBI, conducting a raid on the person who is presumed to be his opponent in the next election.
Perfectly stated by Stephen Miller. I haven't heard anybody say just what he said. Perfect.
And also the 45th president of the United States. As President Trump pointed out in his statement, it is risible that this would be purported.
These speechwriters have all these fancy words like risible, meaning laughable. That's one of the ways you become a speechwriter is reading the thesaurus a lot.
Done in the name of document preservation from the leaks we've seen, when Hillary Clinton used an off-book server for years to conduct classified state business, and at the same time, money was being funneled by the millions into the Clinton Foundation with the very people she was doing business with, that to this day has never been investigated, not by the FBI, not by the IRS, not by anybody. We are truly living in a situation where the FBI has become a Praetorian guard from Rome, where they take it unto themselves to decide who wields power in this country.
You know, Stephen, I can't help but notice that for all that Trump was accused, it seems that Biden is intent on embodying. It was said that Donald Trump would, quote, lock her up. That did not happen, as you just pointed out, with Hillary Clinton. There was no raid of Hillary Clinton and her classified documents. But here now, under Joe Biden, there is exactly that pursuit. There is the use of law enforcement to go after his political opponent.
Let's talk about the security state that has been after President Trump for 6 years, when he declared his candidacy, and then when he became the nominee, they began pushing the Russian collusion hoax. Let's not forget, for years of our national life, the official position of the government, of the Beltway class, of the media, was that he had conspired illegally with the government of Russia, until that was completely and wholly debunked. Let us not forget the security state leak that was used to improperly and scandalously impeach him for simply trying to get to the bottom of well-known corruption in Ukraine. Let's not forget the completely fabricated story about Russian bounties that was dropped right before the election. Let's not forget the assertion that the Hunter Biden scandal.
I'll tell you what, if you're a speechwriter, you don't forget anything. This guy's great. Okay, now we'll leave that for the moment and let us go over to the man himself, Donald John Trump. Big Bad John, as we call him here on this show. We'll be right back and I'll read you a little Big Bad John.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, we're back, folks. A little extra Buffalo Springfield for your enjoyment there. All righty, let's go back to the president. And here's a statement. Statement today by the president. And let's go to it. All right. That's not the one I want. I'm going to go over to Truth Social. .com. I was on the DonaldJTrump.com, which was my former go-to website. Now I go more frequently to TruthSocial.com. Here's what he says 57 minutes ago. What took place yesterday and long before was an unprecedented infringement of the rights of every American citizen. Scam after scam, year after year. It is all the radical left Democrats really know. It is their lifeblood. They have no shame. Our country is paying a very big price. Triple exclamation mark. Then he says, 4 hours ago, Donald Trump writes, Biden knew all about this, just as he knew all about Hunter's, quote, deals, unquote. Which, of course, he denies knowing anything. He never had a single conversation with his good boy Hunter about all those multi-billion-dollar deals conducted as he exited and boarded Air Force Two in Kazakhstan, China, Ukraine, Russia, everywhere. Then the president writes again 4 hours ago, a horrible thing that took place yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. We are no better than a third world country, a banana republic. It is a continuation of Russia, 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 impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, the no collusion Mueller report, and more. To make matters worse, it is all, in my opinion, a coordinated attack with radical left Democrats, state and local DAs, and attorneys general. But see, here's what they didn't count on. We don't give a rat's ass about their coordinated attack because we're not leaving anybody on the field. We're not breaking formation. We will, as the president says, as he said in his great speech on Saturday at CPAC Dallas, we will never surrender. We will never give up. I don't remember all the exact words, but we will never give up. We will never abandon our leader. And we'll never abandon any of our patriots. So notice, for example, that the patriots are now lining up behind the January 6th political prisoners as never before. It's backfiring on the communists. One of the purposes of imprisoning the January 6th political prisoners was to scare you, to discourage you, to demoralize you, to scatter you. And it's having the opposite effect. So, let's see, go to another. The post we read yesterday from the president is the prior post by the president. These are dark times for our nation. As my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. Now, get this, folks. Right after this break, we'll talk about how unprecedented this is. Stay tuned. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When this war is over, it will be better day.
Boy, I'll tell you what. This is a war, is it not? I think Steve Bannon said that yesterday. This is war. And, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome crowd, which includes Mitch McConnell, of course, they're losing their marbles. Speaking of Mitch McConnell, he's been in hiding for the last 24 hours. He doesn't want to have to say anything critical of the police state raid. He supports the police state raid. Now, he may be compelled to issue some kind of a milquetoast statement of disapproval. But his silence speaks louder than words. He has had 24 hours to say anything about the police state raid, and he has said nothing. So we got it, Mitch. We got it. You, if you could have pressed the button, you would have pressed the button. If you could have led the raid, you would have led the raid. You're loving it, Mitch McConnell. And guess what, old pal? Donald Trump calls him, what does he call him? The old something, not the old turtle, something else. The old crow. I think he calls him the old crow. The old crow's got to go. He has to be drummed out of the Senate. He has to be relieved of his position as Senate Majority Leader when the MAGA movement takes majority control of the Senate. Mitch McConnell is working for the Chinese Communist Party that's been paying his bills for decades through his wife, Elaine Chao, and her father, James Chao, and their hundreds of millions of dollars of shipping money, all of it provided by the People's Liberation Army, aka the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. This is the Senate Majority Leader who, by the way, he owes his Senate majority position to the fact that over the decades, he's been able to hand out scores of millions of dollars. You know, $10 million a pop to other senators. And that has been the catnip that they can't resist. And in return, they've elected this completely unimpressive, ugly, morally twisted piece of garbage to the Senate Majority Leader position. Where does he get all that money? Where does he get scores of millions of dollars to hand out? Well, this is what the Chinese Communist Party has figured out about us sucker Americans. We live in an open society. We live in a place, we come from a civilization where people trust each other, where good conduct is something we do naturally. So we don't cheat, lie, steal, murder, rape, pillage. That's not in us. We don't do that. But the Chinese Communist Party, that's their DNA. That's what they do. So they found, since they have unlimited funds provided by us through the big box stores, which sell all the Chinese slave labor merchandise, we've shipped a huge percentage of all of our money to China. It comes back to us through people like Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao to buy off. And the Chinese call this elite capture. That's their actual term of art. They engage in, translated from Chinese, elite capture. They have captured much of the elite, using the term very loosely, the power elite, let's say, of America, by handing out gobs of money, by handing out sex through people like Jeffrey Epstein and his attorney, Bruce Reinhart. An example of the sex they hand out, what's his name in California? It'll come to me in just a moment. These are such forgettable people. It's hard. You don't want to dedicate valuable brain cells to remembering their names. Who is the pathetic congressman in California who was sleeping with a Chinese intelligence agent for years? He's sleeping with her. And this guy is now on the House Intelligence Committee, the most secure committee that meets in, what do they call it? The room they meet in is protected against radio waves. It's protected against EMF. It's protected against any way of communicating what they hear inside of the intelligence. What's the name? The SCIF, the Secure Information Facility. It's probably what it stands for. Help me, audience, with the name of this congressman from California, who hates Donald Trump, of course. And but so sex, money, how about fear? Chinese can use that weapon against you. But see, their communist culture is not a civilization like ours. And that's what this is, the battle. We are now engaged in the ultimate battle of good versus evil. Our civilization versus that of the communists. And I won't impute it to the Chinese people at large. If you read the Epoch Times, published by Chinese freedom fighters, freedom lovers, who was, some of whom have escaped from China. Others are still in China. They are largely members or participants in something in China called Falun Gong, F-A-L-U-N-G-O-N-G. I have a subscription myself to the Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, Times, which I think Steve Bannon himself, who I regard one of the most impressive minds in our cause, is Stephen K. for Kevin Bannon. I think I recall Stephen Bannon saying the Epoch Times is the best broadsheet, the best newspaper in the world. So there are patriot Chinese. There are Chinese who do share your values as an American, as a Western civilizational patriot. So, and by the way, that may be one of the most important defenses that you and I have may actually come from Chinese nationals and descendants of Chinese nationals, who they may be the ones who defeat the Chinese Communist Party, just as it was Russian patriots like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Russian patriots who defeated the Bolsheviks and the Communist Party in the Soviet Union. We had something to do with it, but it's Russian bravery that stood down, that stared down and defeated the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. I'm just checking my message board here. James in Vancouver, do I see you there on the board?
Yep, that's me.
It's, well, now
Jingying Buho.
See, now folks, only in this audience. There we go. One of our listeners is able to tell you what elite capture is. Say it one more time, James, in Chinese.
Jing ying bu huo.
Oh, yeah.
Jing ying bu huo.
Thank you.
The guy you're talking about swallows well. Swallows well.
Oh, yeah. Eric swallows, swallows well.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, bang, bang. Fang, fang, yeah. Fang, or fung, fung. Bang bang, swallows well, and swallows a lot.
this is all fifth column work. It's been going on since the 1970s.
Yeah,
fifth column.
Exactly, and what the Chinese have figured. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and whenever I know James. Look at James's knowledge of China, and see, you probably admire the best of the Chinese even more than I'm able to.
They're laughing right now.
Well, no. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that, I'm just going to clarify a little bit of rhetorical sloppiness that's inevitable in a conversation because people engage in shorthand when they speak. When I say the Chinese are doing this, the Chinese are doing that, I'm referring to the Chinese Communist Party. Now, they are actually, the Chinese Communist Party, I'm not sure of the numbers, but I don't believe they're that numerous in China. It's a small group of criminals that controls a huge population of people, many of whom they've killed and tortured.
Yeah.
China itself, like ancient Buddhist Chinese civilization, for example, is incredibly admirable. That civilization produced people like the still to this day unknown person. We don't know who this brave person was, this great Chinese who stood in front of a column of People's Liberation Army tanks. Do you remember that, folks, in Tiananmen Square? Yeah. What year was that, James?
89.
Yeah. And that person
Tom
has
Petty
disappeared.
Had that song. Yeah.
Yeah,
Tom
that
Petty,
person.
I won't back down. Yeah.
Yeah, that person who stood in front of those tanks, it wasn't just one tank, folks. It was a column of tanks pushing up against each other from behind. And that person, we don't know who he was or where he is, whether he's alive.
Tao Xinglin, his name was Lin, Shuangmu Lin. Oh. Wang Mulin means forest. We know his last name. His family name was Lin.
Do we know his fate?
I don't know in particular, but I could make a few inquiries.
Yeah, I think what I read, I think I read it in the Epoch Times. We don't know what happened to this brave person. But I want to make the point, folks, that there are Chinese patriots who are no less patriotic than anybody in this audience. And it may be those people with that kind of courage and character who may overthrow the Chinese Communist Party. In which case, our world, folks, when that happens, think of this. You know, our prime enemy is the Chinese Communist Party, not the Russian. Well, there is no Russian Communist Party. People don't realize that. Communism was stamped out in Russia. Vladimir Putin is not a communist. He is a nationalist, you could say autocrat head of state of Russia, which is what the Russian people want. They don't want a merry-go-round of musical presidents the way we do it. They don't want that. It's not in the Russian soul. Russians want a leader who can lead them for some significant period of history. And that's what they've got in Vladimir Putin. He's immensely popular. He's not a communist. Our enemy is not Russia. Hasn't been since the Soviet Union was overthrown by the Russian people themselves. Our enemy, we only have one world enemy, any threat, and it is a huge threat, is the People's Liberation Army, Xi Jinping, and the Chinese communists. Now, if they are overthrown, folks, you can dance in the streets. Our world, your children's and children's children's world, just got a whole lot better. And peace on earth just arrived if the Chinese Communist Party can be defeated. Now, Donald Trump was on the course to achieve that in the incredible, harried, harassed, persecuted 4 years in which he managed, nevertheless, to accomplish more than any president in American history. And he, if you listen to his speech on Saturday in Dallas, where he talked about the Chinese Communist Party being in arrears to the world for, I think he said, $50 trillion of damage done to the world. Donald Trump is going to collect on that bill. He talked about bringing our manufacturing back, in other words, getting it the hell out of China, shutting down our trade. He calls it disengaging with China, meaning let's not have all those cargo container vessels backed up at the Port of Los Angeles and Port Hueneme. Let's not have all those ships. Let's make it here in America and tell the Chinese Communist Party to go suck a lemon. I don't know what the Chinese translation of that would be, James.
Well, I could think of some other things to say.
Some other things. Okay, we won't say them on here. And but now I want to get James. Now, James is one of our most astute listeners, folks, and knows more in his little finger than I'll ever know. How did this strike you? A police state raid on the president's private residence. How did this hit you yesterday?
Okay, well, I heard a good explanation for it, and that is the explanation I heard is they're going to try to entrap President Trump and charge him with some kind of felony so that he can't run in 2024. This is how
Correct.
It's going to play out.
I agree.
I didn't make that one up. I heard it today from another listener and caller. So
yeah, no, I think that's where they're going.
Name the caller.
No. There are many people. No. Many people speculating.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. They are so desperate. Now, I believe, correct me, more people out there in the audience, more knowledgeable than myself, if the president is convicted of a felony, he can't run for presidency, the presidency. Felons can't run for the presidency. So if you have the entire deep state, thousands of corrupt attorneys, thousands of corrupt people like this magistrate, Bruce Reinhart, thousands of corrupt juries, like any jury in the District of Criminals. If you have all of those people working all night, all day, 7 days a week, to come up with, create, fabricate a felony that they can convict you of, boy, you're in bad shape. You're in real.
What you said a minute ago. They're all on the pay. They're all taking the payoff. This is it. They're all taking the money. I mean,
yes,
the government, those Congress, most of them,
and most importantly, they're all on the team of evil. Now stay there, James. We'll be right back, folks.
Gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Hey.
Some might call me a good time fella.
Hey, we're back, folks. James in Vancouver and myself. We're talking about this event that occurred last night. Stasi, that's the East German secret police, who are no longer exist. But the that occurred last night, and I didn't see the silver lining in the gray cloud last night. Then I saw it later last night as I thought about it and listened to others' reactions. Do you share my thought, James, there in Vancouver? Do you share my thought that the enemy may have really stepped in it here? Because we're going to stick with Donald Trump. We're going to stick with our leader, and they just fired us up, don't you think?
Well, yeah, they made a big move on the chessboard there, and now we're going to have to see what is going to happen next.
Well, yes. Now you're right. See, they want to convict him of a felony, and that, you know, it'll be a total kangaroo court. Prosecutor, you know, the judge, or maybe a magistrate like Bruce Reinhardt, the PAC jury, the whole thing. It'll all be a setup. So then let's look into our crystal ball and look forward and say, okay, so they convict Donald Trump of a made-up felony. Now, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. And this is going to get, this is where we start playing hardball with our enemies. For the first time, we will play hardball. We'll have this approach. Now, I'm going to play a little David Allan Coe song here. You folks may recognize it. Johnny Paycheck sang this song, made it very famous. Here's the writer, David Allan Coe, who's written a bunch of really good songs. Here's David Allan Coe singing it. And instead of, take the word job and substitute felony.
You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door.
We're walking out.
Job and shove it.
Shove it.
Working here no more. I've been working in this factory pretty close to 15 years.
So there's David Allan Coe. And here's the one you all know. Here's Johnny Paycheck, who's sadly no longer with us. David Allan Coe is 82 years old. He's alive, but Johnny Paycheck's gone.
Oh. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the
door.
Take this job and
shove it.
I ain't working here no more.
Hey, we're running out of time, I think, here, James. Yes, indeed. We've run out of time. We'll sail out over the sunset here with Johnny Paycheck. See you all tomorrow night. I think this is breaking in our direction. Should be more good news to announce tomorrow night. See you then.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.